Thou, O Lord, shall keep us and preserve us from this generation and forevermore.
Thou, O Lord, shall keep us and preserve us from this generation and forevermore.
Save me, O Lord, for a righteous man there is no more.
Thou, O Lord, shall keep us and preserve us from this generation and forevermore.
And in the fourth tone, wondrous is God in his saints, the God of Israel.
Wondrous is God in his saints, the God of Israel.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Hebrews.
Let us attend.
Brethren, Christ came as a high priest of the good things to come, with the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this creation, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. He entered once into the holies, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and oxen and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the Holy Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, cleanse our conscience from the dead works to serve the living and true God. Братья, прежде пришествия веры, под законом стрегони грехов, сотворений путящую веру подкрытися. Ем же закон, есть он вам, пусть во Христе, там вере оправдимся. Пришедший же в вере уже не под крестоном есть мы, си повы селение Божие есть не верою, о Христе Иисусе. Елице, бо во Христа крестистесь я, во Христе облекостесь я. Есть иудей, ни един, един, есть равен, ни свобод, есть мужеский, полный, женский, сибо вы едино есть е, о Христе Иисусе. Аще ли вы Христовы, убо Авраам не сене есть, и по обетованию наследницы.
Мир тебе.
И любови твоему, аллилуйя, аллилуйя, аллилуйя.
Аллилуйя, 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 аллилуйя.
и внятни, и услыша молитву мою.
The scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him unto the Gentiles. And they shall mock him, and shall scourge him, and shall spit upon him, and shall kill him. And the third day he shall rise again. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came unto him, saying, Master, we would that you should as do to for us whatsoever we shall desire. And he saith unto them, What would ye that I should do for you? They say unto him, Grant unto us that we may sit one on thy right hand, and the other on thy left in thy glory. And Jesus saith unto them, Ye know not what ye ask. Can ye drink of the cup that I drink of, or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said unto him, We can. And Jesus then saith unto them, Ye shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I am baptized withal shalt thou be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and upon my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given unto them for whom it is prepared. And when the ten heard it, they began to be much displeased with James and John. But Jesus called them all unto him, and saith unto them, Ye know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But so shall it not be amongst you. But whosoever will be great amongst you shall be your servant, and whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be the servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life as a ransom for many. At that time, one of the Pharisees desired Jesus that he would eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down at table. And behold, a woman of that city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment, and she stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with ointment. Now when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he saith, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owned 500 pence, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, Thou hast judged rightly. And he turned unto the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thy house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears, and has wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore, I say unto thee, her sins which are many are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, Thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, Who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he said unto the woman, Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Every year, there are a number of Gospels that I kind of dread, because I know how they affect me and how emotional I can become. One of them is when our Saviour is upon the cross and looks down upon St. John and asks St. John to care for his mother. And another of the most beautiful Gospels is this Gospel that we hear today, of the woman, the great sinner, who comes into the house of Simon the Pharisee, says nothing to our Saviour, says nothing, but pours tears upon his feet and pours alabaster ointment, most precious ointment, upon him, and expresses her most deep and intense love. Simon the Pharisee, the host, has not expressed any love towards our Saviour at all. Indeed, he has been a poor host. He is now worried that a person who has sinned has come and touched the Master. But the Saviour is not worried by the sins of the woman. Indeed, he is moved by her capacity to love him unreservedly and completely. So this has much, much to teach us. The first Gospel teaches us that if we are to be first in the church, we actually need to be above all, a servant, a minister, somebody who labours over the souls of the people, not someone who lords over the souls of the people. We have much to learn as priests of what it means to be the servant of all. This Sunday is a chastisement for our clergy and should tell them how it is that we should behave towards the people of God. But also it is a chastisement for the people of God. For those people of God should take the woman as an example. And in that example, they should come to Christ, as should we all, and pour out upon the feet of the Saviour the tears of our repentance, and pour out the alabaster ointment upon our Saviour in order to express the depths of our love. So often we do not express our love. We want God to do things for us. We want God to make us well. We want God to sort out our lives. We want God to give us comfort and compassion. But it is a strange thing, but there is an equality that God has put between ourselves and Him. For in some sense, we need to also offer our intense love for God. And that love must be deep and it must be profound. The woman who came to our Saviour and poured tears upon His feet and anointed Him with precious ointment came with unconditional love. She did not say, "Lord, sort out my life." She did not say, "Lord, make everything well." She simply came and simply offered every ounce of love that she could muster. Note the words that our Saviour says to her as she leaves the house of Simon the Pharisee. He says, "Woman, go thy way. Thy faith has saved thee." And this is something that is very important for us to take on board. That our faith and our love for God should be like this, as strong and as bound together as it possibly can be. And the love that Christians should have should be an example to the world. There should be no room in the Christian life for selfishness, for greed, for envy, for covetousness, for pride. All these things we should try to avoid, try to move away from, so that we are an example to the world and that they know that we are indeed people who love God. So we need to be radically different. We must not be like the Pharisee who judged others and was proud within himself, so proud that he offered no love to Christ our Saviour at all. We should be the opposite. We should come to Christ, pour out our love, that every possible ounce of our being must we give to Christ our Saviour. And as we do this, as we offer our love to Christ, so we will hear the words of our Saviour. Thy faith has saved thee. And it is that we need to hear as we come towards Pascha. For our faith cannot be a cold faith. It must be a warm faith, that our hearts are enlivened with the love of God. So this day, when we remember St. Mary of Egypt, was a great sinner, but goodness, she was a great repenter and a great lover of God. And so we must try our best to be like her. Put away those things that stop us being an example to the world, and come very, very close to Christ our Saviour, and come. Let us caress his feet with our tears, and let us bring the alabaster box of ointment full of our love, and pour our love upon Christ our Saviour.